Well, coming up this weekend, once we cross over that threshold of Thanksgiving, it's always Yule Fest in the Danish villages of Elkhorn and Kimbolton. Lisa Steen-Riggs is with us this morning, and she knows everything there is to know about Yule Fest, right?
Yes, thanks. Well, I try, but it's hard to believe that this is our 38th anniversary of having Yule Fest in the Danish villages of Elkhorn and Kimbolton.
Wow.
And again, it's our way of opening up the Christmas celebration, the Christmas season. We do everything kind of as far as a Danish-American Christmas. We have good food, warm hospitality. You'll see candles burning, Christmas decorations throughout the two villages. We still have our unique shops, our specialty stores. We have the winery, our museums, our Christmas exhibits, and we have wonderful craft fairs along with all of our food establishments. This year, again, this is the Friday and Saturday following Thanksgiving, November 25th and 26th. And, of course, there's a lot of us businesses that will be open on that Sunday, the 27th. So if you can't make it for the festival, you'll still get in on all the decorations and the exhibits. But here in Elkhorn, you know, we have the Danish windmill, and we'll be having an old-fashioned Christmas market, and we'll be serving glögg, and you just have to see our beautiful Danish Christmas tree. And we might have a few Vikings in town this weekend. And then, of course, the Museum of Danish America, they're excited because they are coming up with a brand new exhibit. It's called The Whimsical World of Bjørn Windblad, a famous Danish artist back, I think, from 1918 to 2006. This artist, his life, and it's a whimsical world, and it's something really to see. Of course, we have on Saturday is our fourth annual Nadi or Nissa 5K Polar Run. That's our run from Kimbolton to Elkhorn. It's opposite of Tivoli Fest, and it's a fun time because people, they dress in costumes. They dress as a Nissa or a funny Danish costume. Anything that's maybe original or crazy, we love it, and we give prizes to all those categories plus the overall winner of the run. You start in Kimbolton at the Little Mermaid with Peppermint Patties, and then you run all the way to Elkhorn, just the 5K, and there'll be hot chocolate or glögg at the finish line at the Danish windmill. It's a fun time. And, of course, all the businesses that are open, and we're very blessed to have some people that are here year-round, from the old Danish workshop to our restaurants. You know, we also have the Egg Crate. The Rustic Rooster is on the highway on the way to Harlan off 44. And this is all on our map, and you can even download it digitally on danishwindmill.com or danishvillages.com. And we have maps to get you there. Of course, we have the Flour Mill, Pizza and Pastas, the Coffee Girl, Daisy Girl. We have the Village Cafe. In Kimbolton, they have the Cottonwood Christmas, which is at the Cottonwood Barn. If you're familiar with the old cell barn, they've made it into a wedding and event venue, but it's going to be full of vendors inside, and there'll be food there. Also, the Elkhorn Town Hall is the 21st annual Main Street Country Boutique, and that is both days, and they have anything from repurposed furniture, signs, quilts, homemade wooden furniture, baked goods. And so we have two really nice craft fairs in both towns. And again, we have the, you know, Museum of Danish America, but they also have Bestmore's House, and that's a step back in time to visit a restored Danish grandmother's home. And the Genealogy Center will be open both days, and on Saturday they'll be doing crafts with the kids and stuff. They also have some pepernutter, which is a Danish cookie. You name it, we have it. We have a really nice little dress shop now that's on right north of the Danish windmill. And, of course, Saturday night is the annual Yule Fest concert. And that's at 7 p.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. It's a variety of Christmas music, classical, contemporary, a lot of carols. and then they follow with lunch afterwards and the traditional dancing around the Christmas tree. Again, we're blessed in these two little villages to have so much to offer. We were one of the first ones to do an event right after Thanksgiving, and we've continued on. Again, it's our 38th year. So we said to come celebrate Black Friday, Plaid Friday, Small Business Saturday, Holy Sunday, you name it. We have it all going on here at the Danish Villages, and that's this Friday and Saturday, November 25th and 26th in Elkhorn in Kimmelton, Iowa.
Well, just looking at all of the stuff that's going on, it seems like you would depend heavily on out-of-towners to come support, because you'd think that just about everybody in the two communities is doing something that day.
Well, it's a great weekend because families are home visiting and stuff, so we get a lot. I think last year we had visitors from, 17 different states. So, yes, we it's a good time for the locals to shop small, shop local, the towns around. And we encourage you to go on to the other communities. We have some great things happening. Walnut's having their Christmas walk also. Manning Noyes has something going on. So if you know, if you guys want to be just really good tourists, come to the Danish Villages and we'll send you to the other places as well. And also, Father Christmas will be roaming around too. So,
gotta have that.
Yeah.
Hey, Lisa, let me ask you, while I've got you here then, too, as far as the windmill goes, I know you've been working on some fundraising because the windmill needs some work. How's that going?
Well, what's going on is that the windmill sails and shutters will be going down the first week in December to get ready for brand new sails of those large cross arms, and there's also 66 shutters on each one. So we're going to be doing some major, major work. We're needing to raise $200,000, and we've had some good fundraisers, but we're far from reaching our goal. Again, the millwright is coming the first week in December, so we have to hire, you know, large cranes and lifts, aerial lifts to get up there, and safety is our concern. So there's going to be a lot of activity, and that's one thing why you want to come up here for Yule Fest, to see it. It might be several months before the sails are back up on the windmill.
So get a look now while you can. Yeah.
So it's, you know, and to me, it is progress. It always will look bad for a little bit, but safety is our concern, and we want it to turn again in the wind, and that's our goal.
Well, if you want it to last long-term, well, there are some sacrifices to be made. Some of that is the look for a time being, and, of course, the other part is helping out financially.
Yes.
Can folks still make those donations?
Yes. They can make those donations here at the Danish Windmill or go online at danishwindmill.com.
Very good. What's your favorite part about Yule Fest?
You know, I just like that the people that are coming off the interstate and coming in, they're in such good mood. It's the start of the season. There's no high-pressure sales. We want people to enjoy, drink a little Scandinavian glug and have some Danish Christmas cookies. You know, people travel, and they are always in such a good mood, and that's my favorite. And it really does get you in the Christmas spirit and the Christmas giving mood.
You bet. Lisa, I'm going to eliminate the windmill because you're kind of close to that. But other than that, what would be a must-see for you if you were visiting Yule Fest?
Oh, well, of course, I think the Museum of Danish America is having this wonderful exhibit. And of course, they have permanent exhibits. They change all the time. They always have something neat to see. But to have that magnitude of a museum here in southwest Iowa, I just think it is a must-see to do that. And I think they're offering free tours this weekend, so you can plan your visit that way also. And again, food galore. You know, I'd be very disappointed if you left town not gaining 2 to 3 pounds.
That's the easy part. Very good. Yeah, and don't forget, you can do things all day long, and then you can hit that concert, too, on Saturday night.
That's right, and that is fun.
You bet. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for your time and all the effort that so many people put into making this such a fun celebration that folks like to come back to year after year.
Yes, that's great. And Bill Coleman, welcome to Elkhorn and Kimmelton.